Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
All right, let's switch gears here a bit. Back in 2015, a nonprofit group called Investigative Reporters and Editors Incorporated festooned the Massachusetts State Police with their Golden Padlock Award. Now, this accolade goes to what IRE identifies as, quote, the most secretive publicly funded agency or person in the United States. Winners in other years include the U.S. Border Patrol, the U.S. Navy FOIA Office, and EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt. Well, fast forward to this week, to 2018, specifically today, and the question is, are things more transparent with the Massachusetts State Police? Apparently not, because today, the Boston Globe is reporting that, quote, payroll records for an entire 140-trooper state police division have been hidden from public view and weren't filed with the state comptroller for several years. Now, that's some $32 million in spending, according to the Globe, and this is just news to just about everyone, including Governor Charlie Baker, who said today the first he heard about it was in this morning's paper.
Of course that data should be there. All the data should be there. And I give kudos to the Globe for figuring this out.
Well, for more now, we're joined by Boston Globe investigative reporter Todd Wallach. Todd, it's good to have you back.
Oh, great to talk to you again.
And kudos from the governor there, I guess. But first of all, tell us more about what you found. How is it that for years, 140 state troopers' pay wasn't tracked by the state comptroller?
For 8 years, this state has run a sort of open checkbook where the payrolls for state employees are posted, and the state police for years and years have been saying that all their employees are listed there along with how much they work, and now we've discovered that an entire troop, as he pointed out, of 140 people was missing. It wasn't there. Troop F, which is assigned to Logan Airport and other properties owned by Massport, the agency that administers Logan. They also have some property in the seaport and a couple other airports. 140 people were assigned to work there last year, but none of their pay was reflected in the online payrolls.
And you're reporting that's because their pay actually formally went through Massport?
Yes. So okay. Massport, the agency that oversees Logan, was paying them. Even though they are state police officers, they're considered state police employees, they're overseen by the state police, and Massport was saying that they considered it a vendor, so they weren't Massport employees, so they weren't reporting it to the comptroller's office. Apparently, the state police weren't reporting it to the comptroller's office. And the governor today said he thinks that it was deliberate. He can't imagine that it was unintentional that they were left out of the state payroll.
Okay, well, here's a little bit of tape from the governor, as you mentioned, saying pretty much this.
It's clear that the state police is going to have to work back some of that public credibility that's been sacrificed by some of these really bad actors.
Todd, I just want to give me a little bit more detail here, because your reporting is, the Globe's reporting today is very eye-opening. I mean, we're talking $32 million, including what turns out to be some of the highest paid members of the Massachusetts State Police, some folks earning more than $300,000 in part because of a lot of overtime.
Yes, absolutely. For instance, Thomas Coffey earned nearly $352,000 last year, including $137,000 in overtime. And another trooper collected $309,000 from working at Troop F, including $157,000 in overtime. These are highly sought-out jobs. One trooper sued a couple years ago, complaining that he wasn't able to work for Troop F because the pay is so high. The vast majority of people there earn more than Charlie Baker. So these are very sought-out jobs, and it's notable that the pay was missing at a time that the state police have been criticized for having so many high-paid people in such large amounts in overtime. And it was just a week ago, as you and many listeners will recall, that the state police announced that roughly 20 troopers were being sanctioned for putting in for overtime that they never worked, including one who was put in for as many as 100 shifts that the person didn't work.
Okay. So, Todd, this seems so... That context that you provided is key here, right? Because it's not as if all of the sudden the Massachusetts State Police have seem to have a transparency problem, right? I mean, this has been something that's plaguing them for some time. I mean, if the governor today says he thinks it was deliberate, at what point in time does some kind of additional state oversight need to be put on the state police here to clean house?
No, it's a very good question. The state police have been reluctant to provide all sorts of information about how they work. The Globe is currently suing the state police because they refused to release records of police officers caught drunk driving. The state police have refused to provide information about troopers that we need to be able to look up driving records for officers who've been involved in lots and lots of crashes. And now this is another indication of the lack of transparency. And even with the data we have, we still don't know how many people are earning over $200,000 at the state police, for instance, because the money is being reported in different pots. They're different sets of payroll. And when you combine them, the number of people earning really high amounts might grow.
Yeah.
And in addition to the 140 people who worked at Troop F who were left entirely out of the state payroll system, we also found out that nearly 400 troopers working in other divisions also got additional pay from Massport, working details, working fill-in shifts, that was left out of the state payroll system. So their pay was understated. So even at a time when the state police have been criticized for having hundreds of people earning over $200,000, we're now learning it was actually much bigger. We're still trying to figure out the total amount.
I got two more quick questions for you, Todd. In your reporting, did you find that the lack of reporting by the Massachusetts State Police on Troop F, was that in violation of any extant state law or policy in terms of the transparency of the pay of public servants?
That is a good question. I don't know the answer, but I do know that they publicly claimed, and they've told me in writing multiple times, that every single state police employee was listed in the payroll records, and we now know that's not true.
Okay, so that we'll have to find a little more information about that as you continue reporting on this. Now, going back, last question, to this thing that we heard Governor Baker say a little earlier in that cut that we played, where he says it's clear that the state police is going to have to work back some of the public credibility that's been sacrificed. I guess I'm just repeating myself here, but I wonder, has anybody in state government said maybe the state police are going to need some help doing that? Like the appointment of some kind of oversight board specifically to tackle these transparency problems?
Well, those are all questions being asked right now. The Attorney General has indicated, I think, that Moore Healy's office may be looking at the state police. And one additional piece of context is this is just the latest in a wave of scandals facing the state police. A couple high-ranking people resigned in November after revelations that they interfered with the report of the daughter of a state judge. I'm sorry, a judge who got into trouble. And then in February, two more people involved in that scandal also resigned, as they were implicated in the hiring of another state trooper who had been involved in a drug case years ago. So this is just the latest in a series of scandals to hit the state police. So it sounds like they're getting more scrutiny than ever before.
Well, Todd Wallach is an investigative reporter for the Boston Globe. We've got a link to the story he co-reported today about Troop F and the Massachusetts State Police. That's at radioboston.org. Todd, thank you so very much, and we look forward to having you back as you uncover more.
Thank you. I'm sure this won't be the end.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.